Hey all, your OS reviews. Today we're taking a quick look at the M4 Music Player. You might be thinking, well, in this day and age, why do I care about a dedicated MP3, MP4 player? It's going to be a smaller form factor than our large smartphones these days with ever bigger displays, so having something like this in your pocket as you're maybe exercising or running just feels a little bit more ergonomic, as well as it retains the headphone jack. So if you want to still play back, let's say, high-res audio tracks, something that a lot of phones these days will only have a Type-C port, it's actually running on a version of Android. So it is allowing us to also connect to Wi-Fi in addition to Bluetooth. It is a full touchscreen display which measures 4 inches diagonally, supports lossless audio codecs, including FLAC, and can be also used as a voice recorder and FM radio. It does also have a built-in micro SD card slot for expanding memory up to 512 gigabytes, with a built-in 1,500 milliamp-hour capacity battery that can last up to 70 hours of music playback time. It includes a quad-core MediaTek processor and 1 gig of RAM, again on a sub-$50 music player with Android. It really is already giving you a pretty good value, I have to say. We'll get some freebies in the box, including a pair of wired headphones. However, like most bundled headphones, even on an MP3 player, it's not going to be the best quality. I mean, it looks a little bit better than you average because it has this braided fabric texture and a gold-plated 3.5mm plug, but the chrome accents here are just made out of plastic, and it does feel pretty lightweight and flimsy. Obviously, for the best sounding music, you would want to use better headphones that you may have lying around, and other accessories here include USB Type-C charging and syncing cable. So this converts full-size Type-A to USB Type-C. In fact, if your, let's say, laptop doesn't have a regular USB port anymore, there's also wireless file transfer as another built-in app on the device. Although the box is a little on the generic side, again, the player itself is still definitely interesting for a budget device with all of these built-in features. Not expecting Wi-Fi, not expecting Android, it's quite a surprise. Now, the build quality also is much better than you'll expect. It is made out of a tempered 2.5D glass on the front, so the edges here are slightly curving off at the seams. Pretty responsive, it's a full IPS display, which means that you won't really have any issues in terms of viewing angles. And what's great here is it is a fully laminated screen, so there is no gap between the glass and the LCD underneath. So it does look, overall, again, quite sharp and nice for what it is. Now, in terms of all the sides, it is constructed out of a single chunk of aluminum, so it does feel quite sturdy as well. The boxy shape reminds me a little bit of something like an iPhone 4 or 4S from back in the day. Along the spine, you have access to the volume rocker and the power key, which are all pretty tactile and responsive. On the very bottom, we do have a built-in microphone, speaker, as well as 3.5mm headphone jack. Now, the back here is equally as glossy and shiny as the front, so the only con is it definitely is a bit of a fingerprint magnet, but it just looks very elegant. It does have a film protector covering it, so it protects it against scratches, which is nice. However, I do believe the back cover here might be made out of a plastic material, so that's one area where they were able to cut down on costs a little bit, but nonetheless still feels very premium in the hands thanks to the use of the metal band and the glass on the front. I think there are plenty of other brands out there which are making digital audio players that have Android built on in, from more reputable hi-fi companies like Phil, for instance, that would easily sell this for 2, if not 4 times the price. So the fact that the cost here is so low is definitely quite surprising. Again, the touchscreen responsiveness also is done very well, despite the quite entry-level processor that they're using, but everything responds quickly to swipes and interactions. Might be something around the Android 4.4 or 5.0 days, so some of the gestures on Android have changed since then. It takes a little bit of acclimation to get used to if you are now using a more modern Android device, but still it's fun to relearn. So we have the drag down notification shade, which we can tap on to access more shortcuts, but you can also swipe using 2 fingers to bring up this at one glance, and you can check out things like the battery percentage, whether you have Wi-Fi turn on, whether you're using Bluetooth, things like that. It's all working, again, pretty well in terms of responsiveness. And from the main screen here, we have all of the built-in applications. If you long press, you even have the ability to change the wallpaper. So there are a few presets built on in, which, like I said, all do show off the vibrancy of the screen pretty well. For a 4-inch panel, I do think that it is looking surprisingly decent as a budget MP3 player. And overall, again, pretty nice and sharp looking colors, quite vibrant and saturated. It is also slightly rounded in terms of the display at the edges, as you can see there, so whether you like that or not, I do think it's a nice attention to detail, just makes it look a bit more cute. And otherwise, we do have two capacitive keys on the very bottom, a home key and a back key. Now, I do maybe wish that the home key would be centered on the middle section, because it takes a little bit of time to get used to that, and they're not backlit, so if you're in the dark, it can be a little harder to press, but overall still works as you would expect without too many issues. You even get some dynamic live wallpapers on here. So here's the classic Nexus theme, for example, that was on the Nexus One from all those years ago. Very nostalgic, and the fact that it works just fine on here is, again, pretty nice throwback. And other things that you have on here, there's another one, water. This is all kind of very classic dynamic interactive wallpapers from back in the day. Similarly, we can long hold on the back key for a few seconds to open up the multitasking screen, where you can jump back and forth between open apps, close out of those, and moving into the features. If we tap on Music Player, the app here is very much similar to, I think, what stock Android came with. And that's basically what the built-in speakers sound like. So it works fine, similar to a smartphone speaker, but obviously if you want the best quality, you can plug in headphones or even use wireless headphones. Overall, the quality of the music player, I would say, is doing a good job in terms of recognizing all of the advertised formats, including FLAC, WMA, standard MP3s, with solid audio performance when I was listening to it back. Now, otherwise, we can jump into, let's say, videos. This device doesn't seem to have a built-in accelerometer, so there is no tilt detection, but otherwise, again, it is working just fine in terms of loading back this video clip. You can play it back up to full HD and no issues there for local tracks. More granular controls also allow you to set up subtitles, working just fine. And then similarly, when it comes to images as well, kind of JPEG images, standard photos can be viewed back also without any problems. Again, no gravity sensor, but you can pinch to zoom. And again, the screen here does look quite sharp as well as colorful. In fact, because it is using a stock Android gallery, you even have the ability to do some very light image editing, including some special effects. And you can also crop and adjust these properties, saturation, save it, revert it. So a lot of those features are pretty standard. Now, we do have a few extras, including a calculator app. This one here has been slightly changed in terms of the interface with oversized keys compared to stock Android. I like this a bit. And you can use this for very basic calculations on the pinch. Built-in voice recorder.
The test of the voice recorder.
And again, just works as you would expect for some quick memos or notes, does its job in a pinch. There's even a light ebook reader app on here, but like I said, this isn't really a Kindle. The screen size is still relatively limited. We have to keep in mind that 4 inches by 2022 standards up against our phones, which typically have 6-inch screens, there is still quite a gap there in terms of size, combined with the fact that it's not a e-ink display, so it still is backlit, might strain a little on your eyes if you're reading back hundreds of pages, but you can definitely load this back with PDFs, with regular Word documents, and you can play that back on here just fine. And you also have a basic clock function. This one here is very stock, and also alarms and stopwatch functions that you can set up. Next, down below here, we do have the aforementioned file manager and file sharing. So this one here is using the Wi-Fi app. You're able to transfer, let's say, music between a computer and this device without even necessarily needing to connect it using a cable. It's a nice idea and a good application since Wi-Fi is built on in. And then FM radio does work, but you need to plug in headphones to act as the antenna. We can swipe over again to take a look at calendar. And this is similar to a stock kind of Google Calendar app, which means that it is syncing over the cloud. I can create alarms and events, which is pretty handy. So you can save things like birthdays, anniversary events, and it will alert you when the time comes up. Now, we also have another dedicated music player app here, which is kind of overlapping with the first one that we saw, but the difference is that this particular app has a bit more of a modern UI using swipe gestures. And so I would personally prefer this as kind of the default music player. So you have basically two apps that you can pick between for playing back music that's built on by default. Now, what you won't find necessarily on here, though, is access to the standard Google Play Store, and some of the Google Play services are not installed, which I think is forgivable and makes sense because of the overall nature of this still being advertised primarily for music. And if you try to install too many things on here, it will start to boggle down and probably get slower. Now, last but not least, what I kind of skipped over was the browser. This is the standard WebKit-based browser that you have with Android. And overall, Wi-Fi reception is also quite good, I would say. I'm always in an area where I'm getting roughly 3 bars or so, similar to smartphones. Again, you won't expect the fastest loading speeds, considering the entry-level specs for the hardware. But surprisingly, if you want to do a little bit of web browsing, that is entirely possible. That is pretty cool to see on something so small and compact as this MP3, MP4 player. And again, the form factor just really is quite nice, I have to say. Almost nostalgic. Pinch to zoom, even scrolling around doesn't feel too laggy. It is optimized to surprisingly run quite well. Before we end this video, I'll just take a quick look at the settings drawer. Again, very similar to Android back in the day. We can toggle on or off these different wireless capabilities. So that is more or less it as far as our hands-on review of the M4 MP4 player. And I have to say, I'm quite surprised. For something that is a budget MP3 MP4 player, I didn't really expect that it would actually come with Android operating system, which it does. And the optimization is done better than I was expecting as well. For the most part, you don't really notice any lag or delays as you're swiping and accessing these basic functions. So overall, if you're still looking for a dedicated music player, I would say this is an excellent option on the budget end, and just shows that these devices are also getting smarter and smarter and starting to also pack in more features. So you can check out more details if you're interested in the links down below, but for now, that's been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. That's been the M4 MP3 player.